Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action, with a focus on communities leading the way right here in coastal Maine.
I'm your host, Johanna Blackman. Over the past years, as a Climate to Thrive has collaborated with many other community-driven action groups throughout Maine, I have been struck by how many of these groups were started by retired individuals who were concerned about climate change and eager to dedicate their time, resources, and knowledge from their life experience to shaping positive change in their local communities. Kathleen Sullivan is one such leader.
Hi, I'm Kathleen Sullivan, and I'm the coordinator of this wonderful organization of about 3 years now called Freeport Climate Action Now. I will, in three glorious months, be 80 years old. I woke up one morning, it was September, when the wildfires were so bad out west, and I was walking by the ocean, and the sun had just risen, and it was scarlet, and it scared me half to death. So what's it like to be this age and wake up to that scarlet sun and realize that everything about life on this planet is at risk? For me, it sort of wiped my mind out insofar as I had to reevaluate everything about how we got here and my decisions about how I lived on this earth. I had to say, how did I get it wrong? And what does getting it right look like? But I want to tell you that finding out what getting it right looks like has been thrilling. What a thrilling opportunity to take the blinders off and see something much larger about what loving this place really means. I feel like a little kid learning about life and about the planet and about my interconnection to the monarch butterflies and the worms and the salamanders. I'm learning it all over again. And that has been thrilling.
Kathleen immediately recognized that she wanted to connect with others and collaboratively engage in this learning process together.
I got together with friends who were my age and said, "Are you worried? What's happening for you?" And they too were feeling both concerned and clueless about where to begin to act. We decided to make it a larger conversation. Bring even more people together from our community.
As Kathleen and her collaborators began to learn together, they also helped each other reflect on skills they brought to the table from their life experiences to date.
People who get involved are asked what it is they care most about and what their skills are that they want to bring to that.
For her part, Kathleen has been considering skills from her career as a clinical social worker and applying those skills in a different way.
What I did in my career as a professional really was to help people to see that the old stories that they had learned were harmful to them and that a new story could open up all kinds of things for them. So that has been helpful in this work. It's about learning about a new story, about how we can do this.
Kathleen's passion for learning has even extended to reevaluating what she learned in graduate school.
I learned about the mind and the connection between the mind and the body, but not about the mind and nature or the mind and this planet. It's not how we worked. When I was going to graduate school, the most important thing was to learn about independence and autonomy. Well, I had to relearn all over again that this was about interdependence and interconnection.
I asked Kathleen about how her relationship to climate work is shaped by her age and what other unique aspects she brings to the work because of that perspective.
Perhaps too much impatience because there's not a lot of time left. And I have to be able to do this knowing I'm not going to see the result.
I was very moved by Kathleen's willingness to reflect on this last piece, the dynamic of being so dedicated to climate work despite the knowledge that she likely will not see the results, whatever those results might be. Kathleen had so many other valuable reflections to share, so we will return to this topic in next week's spot. In closing, I wanted to share Kathleen's reflection on why she is doing the work she is with Freeport Camp.
I'm not so happy with the I do it for my grandchildren. I would do it for all the grandchildren. We're a planetary species, you know. You do it because you're part of a larger system.
This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, Thursdays at 8:30 a.m. Thanks for listening.